Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The CBT Workbook for Adult ADHD is a practical self-help and clinical workbook written by Kristen Baird Goldman, a licensed psychotherapist and ADHD certified clinical specialist. Published in 2022, the book applies cognitive behavioral therapy to the everyday challenges faced by adults with ADHD, including distractibility, disorganization, emotional dysregulation, and difficulty sustaining productive routines. Its format is hands-on rather than theoretical. Readers are guided through exercises that are meant to help them recognize unhelpful thought patterns, build executive functioning skills, and develop more workable habits over time. The book also reflects the author's broader therapeutic training in mindfulness, acceptance and commitment therapy, trauma-informed care, and art therapy, which gives it a more integrated tone than a narrowly CBT-only manual. Positioned as an evidence-based workbook, it is designed for adults with ADHD who want structured tools, as well as therapists looking for a usable resource for clients. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, CBT as a structured framework for adult ADHD management. The book's central idea is that cognitive behavioral therapy can be adapted to the realities of adult ADHD in a practical and targeted way. Rather than treating ADHD only as a matter of attention, it frames symptoms through the interaction of thoughts, behaviors, and daily routines. This matters because many adult ADHD difficulties are not isolated lapses, but recurring patterns: procrastination, miscommitments, overwhelm, and inconsistent follow-through. CBT is useful here because it gives readers a method for identifying the beliefs and habits that intensify those problems and then replacing them with more workable responses. The workbook format supports this process by turning abstract therapeutic principles into specific exercises. That structure makes the book more actionable than a general ADHD overview, and it also aligns with how many adults with ADHD learn best, through concrete steps rather than broad advice. The emphasis is not on curing ADHD, but on improving self-management through repeatable behavioral and cognitive tools. Secondly, executive functioning support for planning, organization, and follow-through. A major focus of the workbook is executive functioning, the set of skills that help people plan, prioritize, organize, and complete tasks. Adults with ADHD often struggle less with understanding what needs to be done than with translating intentions into action, especially when tasks are boring, complex, or emotionally loaded. The book responds to this by emphasizing practical exercises that break large goals into manageable pieces and make routines easier to sustain. This is important because executive function problems often create a cycle in which disorganization leads to avoidance. Avoidance creates more stress, and stress further reduces follow-through. By helping readers build a clearer system for decision-making and task management, the workbook addresses the functional side of ADHD rather than only the emotional side. Its value lies in showing that productivity is not simply a matter of trying harder, but of creating supports that reduce friction and make action more automatic. Thirdly, reducing scattered thinking through attention and cognitive reframing, the workbook also works with the mental experience of scattered thinking, which is a common but often misunderstood part of adult ADHD. Instead of presenting distraction as a moral failing, the book treats it as a pattern that can be observed and redirected. CBT is especially relevant here because it helps readers notice thought loops such as self-criticism, catastrophizing, or all-or-nothing thinking, all of which can worsen focus problems when a person believes they are already behind, incapable, or doomed to fail. Attention becomes harder to manage because emotional pressure increases and task avoidance becomes more likely. The exercises in this kind of workbook are meant to interrupt that escalation by encouraging more realistic self-talk and more deliberate attention shifting. This is a meaningful contribution because many adults with ADHD do not only need help focusing, they also need help managing the cognitive noise that competes for attention. The book's approach links concentration with thought patterns, making focus a trainable skill rather than a fixed trait. Fourthly, emotional regulation and well-being as part of ADHD treatment. Unlike books that treat ADHD only as an organization problem, this workbook also connects symptoms to emotional well-being. Adults with ADHD frequently experience frustration, shame, rejection sensitivity, and burnout after years of inconsistent performance or criticism. The book acknowledges this by pairing productivity tools with exercises that support emotional regulation and self-understanding. That combination is significant because emotional distress can interfere with attention, motivation, and memory just as much as external distraction can. If a person is anxious, discouraged, or self-critical, even a well-designed productivity system may fail. The workbook therefore positions well-being as part of the treatment process, not as a separate concern. this broader framing makes the book more clinically realistic, since lasting improvement usually depends on reducing internal stress as well as improving external habits. The inclusion of mindfulness and trauma-informed influences also suggests an awareness that many readers are managing more than ADHD alone, including the accumulated emotional effects of living with it. Lastly, a clinically informed but approachable workbook for self-help and therapy. One of the book's strongest features is its dual usefulness. It is accessible enough for self-directed readers, yet structured enough for therapists and coaches to use with clients. Kristenberg Goldman's professional background gives the workbook credibility, while the tone remains friendly and encouraging rather than clinical in a distant way. This balance matters because adults with ADHD often disengage from materials that feel overly technical, punitive, or unrealistic. A workbook format is especially effective in this category because it invites active participation instead of passive reading, which can improve retention and behavior change. It also helps the book stand apart from broader ADHD advice books by providing a more applied experience. Readers are not only told what ADHD is, they are asked to practice new ways of thinking and acting in relation to it. That makes the book particularly suitable for people who want concrete guidance they can return to repeatedly, as well as for professionals who need an evidence-based, session-friendly resource. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for adults with ADHD who want practical, structured help rather than a general discussion of the condition. It will also appeal to therapists, counselors, and support professionals looking for a usable CBT-based resource that can be incorporated into ongoing treatment or coaching. Its main benefit is that it connects ADHD management to everyday behavior in a concrete way. Planning, attention control, self-talk, emotional regulation, and habit building are treated as skills that can be practiced, not traits that simply have to be endured. That makes the book especially useful for readers who know what they need to do but struggle with follow-through, organization, or overwhelm. What differentiates it from many similar books is its workbook design and its clinically informed but approachable voice. The author's background in psychotherapy and ADHD specialization gives the material authority, while the exercises keep it grounded in action. In a crowded ADHD self-help category, this book stands out by combining evidence-based CBT principles with a compassionate, hands-on format focused on real functional improvement. If you would like to support Kristen Baird Goldman LMFT ATAR ADHD CCSP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.